Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Let me give you some data. Let me give you some facts. You're going to hear a lot of Republicans go, oh, the economy, jobs, people are unemployed, attacking Biden, attacking the Democratic Party in Wisconsin. Let's look at the data. Let's look at the facts. The Wisconsin unemployment rate in December hit a record low of all time of 2.8%. The unemployment rate in Wisconsin in December at 2.8%. That was after tying the previous low of 3% in November. In November, it was 3%, which tied a previous low. It's now 2.8%. The state unemployment rate is below the national unemployment rate, which is 3.9% for December. We're a point under that, 2.8, a little over a point under that. But that means that not only is that full employment, anything under 4% is full employment. There are always people who are moving, quitting jobs. Their employer may shut down. They may get laid off. They're out there looking again. You're never going to have 0%. 0%. 2.8, how low can you go? How low can you go? Wisconsin gained 5,300 private sector jobs in December alone. The number of unemployed in Wisconsin now is 86,200. That's a record low. There are well over 3 million people in the workforce in Wisconsin. 86,000 are unemployed, and that number includes people who are looking for different jobs, moved, their employer consolidated or laid them off, and they'll be back in the workforce right away. Governor Evers has put in $130 million for job training programs, and this comes out of federal funds, so Voss can't block it, because the federal funds let the governors allocate them. Otherwise, Voss would return all of that to his donors and their companies. Evers put in $60 million for workforce development grants, $130 million for job training, $60 million for workforce development grants. Wisconsin is working. The clowns in the Republican Party will say stuff like, open for business, we'll work again. When Republicans get in, the unemployment rate goes up. They do nothing to keep it down. And this is not being kept down artificially. This is being kept down through market forces. The fact of the matter is that under Democrats over time, going back to 1925, it's almost 100 years, you look at the stock market, you look at wealth rates and unemployment. On average, the country and people do better under Democratic regimes than Republican regimes. That includes president and governor. And one of the sorry little twists in human nature is people like to think they can be punitive and somehow that helps. Here's a nasty little fact. Wealthy people get wealthier under Democrats because everybody gets wealthier under Democrats. When people who are working for a living have money, they spend it. They don't hoard it. You hope they have some kind of savings account. But they'll buy cars, they'll buy clothing, they'll go out to eat, go to a movie, to buy school supplies for their kids. Every time they do that, they support a business. And the business that gets that money pays taxes on it. Then that business pays its property taxes, pays its employees. That business buys things for the business, and the people who get that money pay taxes. Money in circulation circulates three or four times. Some economists say three times, some more than that. Money is the lifeblood of the body, of the economic body politic. The Republican approach is punitive to cut off reduce the blood flow, reduce the money flow, hoard it and direct it to a few people. The stupidity of this is that the people they like to direct it to make more money when Democrats are in power. They make more money. So the next time a clown at some kind of an event says to you, the Republican Party is the party that's good for the economy, Democratic Party is bad for the economy, dude, 2.8% record low unemployment in December under Biden and Evers. Previous low in November was 3%, and that was a low. The national rate is 3.9%, which Biden can take a lot of credit for, because anything under 4% is full employment. 5,300 private sector jobs were created in December alone. The number of unemployed in Wisconsin out of well over 3 million is 86,000. Part of the things that help, but not the only thing, because these are market forces that are doing this, $130 million was allocated by Evers for job training programs, $60 million for workforce development grants. So I don't know why people blithely, when they're getting together with people at a game or something, sort of nod their head when a Republican says, well, the Republican Party is good for the economy. The Republican Party is bad for the economy, relatively speaking. We have an American economy. We have enlightened capitalism, which means that we have a mixture. We have a safety net of Social Security and Medicare and Medicaid. We also have the government build things like roads and airports, so businesses aren't building turnpikes and toll roads and that kind of thing like they have in some areas of the world. And at the same time, you're free to run your business, and it works. The whole thing works. Okay, after exulting about that, let's go to something that we would not exult about. In Florida, DeSantis, a bad guy, he is going to put into effect a thing called a police force, election security force, a voters monitoring police force to, quote, enforce voting laws in Florida. Described as Orwellian, described as something Soviet. This police force, the election integrity unit, will cost $6 million. And there'll be a special police agency to monitor elections. They'll walk around in uniform with guns. They'll have arresting power and will act on tips. They will go up to voting lines in Miami, in minority areas and elsewhere. And they'll say, sir, come with me, and grab a guy out of line, maybe slap him in front of his wife, because they got a quote tip end quote from somebody who may be lying, and frequently is, that he had a felony conviction. Which he can still vote, by the way, assuming that he's served his time, or that he had a criminal conviction. It turns out it's a misdemeanor. He can still vote. The man will be humiliated and beaten, dragged out of line. Now, how many people can they do that to? They can't do it to millions of people, but if they do it every once in a while in Miami and places like that, it's going to scare folks. People are not going to want to go somewhere and be slapped and threatened by police in uniform at the voting thing. This has got to be stopped by federal injunction for any federal election. This is something at a North Korea, China, Russia, the Middle East, or Africa. This is not something out of the United States. Ron DeSantis is not a legitimate American governor. He's not a legitimate American candidate for president. The Election Security Task Force in Florida should be enjoined by a federal court. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.